Once a month, we check in with Lancaster County government to see what's going on there. We have Dennis Marstall. He is the county manager. And good morning to you, Dennis.
Good morning. Merry early Christmas. Good to see the studios all festive and alive with decorations. So it's a great Palmetto morning.
Oh,
love it.
That's well said.
We might have to clip that for our best of show.
100%. Now, I saw you out there checking out our Christmas tree in the lobby. Did you find all of your favorite folks here at Palmetto Mornings?
Well, I was checking the list and saw some names over there. So, yes, indeed.
The good list. We are on the good list.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, man. All right. Well, we get a rundown of some of the headlines coming out of Lancaster County. This is a big week because you're going to officially welcome your detention center.
Well, we are doing the groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
It's been a project in progress for a while, but clearly, you know, there's a lot of things that you don't want your local government to be sexy about. So it's nothing sexy for a new detention center or jail as it is, but it's a need. And so certainly, unfortunately, as a growing county, we do have a few citizens who need some attention by the sheriff's office. And so we have a 45-year-old current jail right now. We are actually over capacity at the current jail. Certainly not the needs of today's different classifications and how you want to house inmates and different things. And so it is what the citizens need to know. It's a $90 million investment. So we're basically going from a facility that houses about 120 to a facility that will house about 250. So again, we are building for the future, unfortunately, but we, as a growing county, will also address those needs. But it's one of our many projects underway. A lot of things, this is all local funds, but we are still working on deploying some of the federal funds. We got $19 million in federal funds from the COVID funds. And so we're going to start progress on, we've got a architect identified for a new coroner's office. Again, another part of public safety and another part of government services. Not sexy, but certainly important. And you want your coroner's office to be available when things are happening within your family. So we're going to have a new coroner's office and we're going to have a new sheriff's evidence storage facility. So again, a lot of public safety investments that continue to make that a priority. But again, they're the behind the scenes things that you don't necessarily see. So we're going to be ramping up a lot for the new year with a lot of projects, but then we're even going to start getting into planning for some other good projects, two new ambulance stations or EMS stations. And then we're working right now, we're looking to have a completion date on our new airport terminal in February. So hopefully our Valentine's Day gift to ourselves will be a new airport terminal.
Good landing strip. All that to say, again, the growth is leading the why behind these projects. And sexy or not, they're much needed. Certainly those listening, I would not want to do a crime over in your neck of the woods because they'll have plenty of space to house you.
Indeed.
Those individuals ended up on the naughty list.
The naughty list.
Is the new detention center, where is that going to be in relation to the current one?
It is actually going to be across the street, a little bit down the road, but it's actually right next to the sheriff's office. So there's kind of the complex there. And then the coroner's office is going to be located. It's basically 60 acres that will house both coroner's office, the jail, ultimately a new magistrate court as well. So we can have that service together. And then we'll have some more land available if we need some future growth for other things. But I will tell you about doing time in Lancaster County, the sheriff's office and to Sheriff Barry Fail. In the past, he's had the highest clearance rate in the state. And so if you do a crime, you get caught in Lancaster County and you get to end up in our jail. So we like to highlight that we have public safety as a top priority. We demonstrate that, but it is even showing the sheriff's efforts to make sure that we are solving crimes.
Yeah, Sheriff Fail does not play around. None of our sheriffs do. They mean business. But I, when we get information about, you know, a certain crime, he is pretty adamant with his statements. And they're always, I always go to that first just to see what he has to say, because he does not sugarcoat it. Let me tell you that.
No,
I think people appreciate that. Yeah, so you want that from people, your public officials and government. You know, on the other side of the public safety spectrum is, of course, a court system. So where you get people, get their day in court. And so I do want to highlight, as we wind down the year here in December, we are having some change in the guard in Lancaster County. Jeff Hammond's been our long-term clerk to court. He did not seek re-election, so he's retiring at the end of the month, so certainly want to give him some recognition for he helped us with the new courthouse, I think, roughly back in 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. a great courthouse. We still have room to grow there as well. So we planned for the future. Administering the court system and on a county basis is not always easy. Again, behind the scenes, a lot of unsexy, non-sexy things going on. But that's the way we want it. You want to make sure you're delivering solid services in Lancaster County and our judicial system, our public safety is a lot of that. But then we have the other good projects. Look into the new year in January. Our regional park, we'll look to do a groundbreaking here in the new year for our 84-acre regional park. But again, I said some other projects we have underway, and we'll look at more we're going to plan for a new hangar at our airport. We are going to contribute money from a local sales tax to Greenway expansion. We're still doing some road projects that will be bid out again. So we still have things on the horizon for the new year.
Dennis, real quick, with the old detention center going back, what will happen to that one? Will that be leveled?
We are still working on how we will repurpose that. We may actually level some of it and use some of it for storage or other facilities and things. So right now with the groundbreaking, we'll probably be in the facility in into 2026. So it's at least a 2-year construction, maybe 27, to get everyone in there and transitioned over.
And bring us up to speed again with the regional park.
So we are still doing the design elements. We're going to have ball diamonds, softball, baseball, soccer fields, splash pad, running trails. And ultimately, we're looking for additional acreage that we may do a disc golf over there as well. Meeting venue space. It's going to be a traditional park that we look to program year-round. Even have maybe a Christmas market over there in the wintertime where the splash pad may be during the summertime. And so trying to make sure we make it a year-round facility. But much needed. Growth, again, our community needs more soccer complexes, ball diamonds, and different things. And so we're investing in that with our hospitality tax is paying for that.
Well, it keeps the dollars local. We like that. And it also keeps people from having to travel. And that means they can travel to us. But it's also the quality of life, right? With when recruiting businesses and organizations here, they want to know about the schools and they want to know about their quality of life. And people live here in this part of the state because we are surrounded by lots of greenery. And they do like, as much as they like to see development, they also love to see places that they can go and escape a lot of times. Walking trails or sporting events. York County is doing something similar here as well. They could have looked at development, but instead they've decided to really look at improving the quality of life for the residents who live here. Dennis Marstall is the Lancaster County Manager. He's giving a rundown of some of the headlines coming out of Lancaster County. You've got the changing of the guard on your county council.
We do. The November election brought us two new council members, one who took office at special election. We had Senator Alan Blackman was on county council, and he won his Senate seat, and so that left a vacancy that was just filled by Mr. Bryant Neal. So he's actively joined in two meetings into it already. And then Stuart Graham is actually succeeding his father, Terry Graham, as a member on county council, and he'll actually be sworn in January. And so we'll have our full complement of the two new council members. They'll have elections for chair, vice chair, and secretary for the Lancaster County Council in January at their organizing meeting, as we call it. But we're working internally with Mr. Graham and Mr. Neil to get them acclimated to county functions and services. So hitting the ground running and a lot to learn when we have over 42 services, when you think of everything from the airport to zoning office and then everything in between. And so even animal shelter, that's always got a lot of interest in folks. So helping them get to understand that, but really they're very engaged. They want to know some of our road transportation growth issues and certainly understanding the budget. So we're giving them the crash course on cannabis. Actually, they've been up to speed. They've been certainly involved in through their family and through different things, long time Lancaster residents. And so they certainly understand a little bit about the county government and they understand a lot more in the last couple of weeks, which has been great. But even with them coming on board, it'll be a new dynamic to have two new voices for the county council. So looking forward to having them participate.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like you're wrapping up the year 2024 on a high note as you're sailing into 2025 on a high note as well.
Yes. And we got to highlight Santa's coming to town. So, you know, we got City of Lancaster's got a Christmas parade. Indianland has a Christmas parade. Pettus Greenway has lighting. And we're having Santa this week at our Springdale Recreation Center. So we are very festive, certainly ready to end the year, but start the new year on a good note. So Lancaster's got it going on.
You sure do.
Perfect. Dennis Marstall, again, is the Lancaster County Manager. Dennis, thank you so much for the update, sir.